Coach is saying that you're not quite 100% yet. Is that something that you've noticed? How frustrating has that kind of been, like, when you are out in the court and you're wanting to produce and just things are going well for you?
Yeah, it's frustrating when I'm out there, definitely. But at the same time, you know, I knew when it had to get the surgery, you know, it was going to take some time to get back, and had a lot of time off and not a lot of practices to kind of get everything back, get my rhythm back. But you know, when I was out, I was just trying to, you know, get the plays down and everything from that standpoint. But from the standpoint of being on the court and getting your reps in, you know, that was tough. And now it's a matter of getting that all taken care of. And from that viewpoint, I'm probably not back to where I need to be yet.
Has the recovery gone, I guess, to the point that the coaches and doctors have been suggesting that it would?
The timeline?
Yeah.
I think I could even be ahead of where they thought I'd be at this point. I haven't gotten a chance to get back to the doctor. I'll go back tomorrow to one last time to check up and hopefully get this off and something else. I think everything's on schedule and everything's going as planned.
What part of your game is most affected by the hand, do you think?
Definitely shooting. Or just shooting, you know, passing, dribbling, things that I do with my hands. I'd say, you know, the most noticeable is shooting, but I can still move my feet and play tough defense, but then coaches really want me to do it at this time. And then when I do, I get the open looks, they just want me to shoot it, because, you know, I can shoot a little bit, but definitely not the way I'd like to, and that's kind of frustrating. But I've worked hard on it with shooting with this on and shooting with my hand banged up. But hopefully here soon it'll change and get better, and I can have more freedom with my hand.
One thing Coach was talking about is, like, he made clear to you guys that when somebody gets two fouls, it doesn't matter who it is, they're out for the rest of the first half. Do you like that consistency in a coach knowing that it doesn't matter what player it is that ends up in that situation, they're going to give somebody else a chance to come in?
I think that's how most coaches coach, and that's a lot of their philosophies that they've done for years. And you know, they don't want to have, you know, guys pick up three in the first half and having to play the last 20 minutes with three fouls, and, you know, have that in the back of your mind. It's just, it's a long game, and they want a player to be able to play their game and not worry about fouls. So I think it's, you know, it's the way they coach. And if you have to come out with two in the first half, you know, just try to avoid getting two in the first half.
Eric was just saying how the scouting reports now have a lot more detail to them. Is that something that you noticed, like, when you're going and looking ahead to an upcoming opponent?
It's definitely different than the things we've had in the past, but it's I enjoy it. I enjoy knowing a lot more about my opponent and studying them. You know, you feel when you get out on the court for the game, you know, you feel like you've prepared and you're ready to go, and you know pretty much exactly what they're going to do and what each player's tendencies are. So it's good for us, and it's also, you know, fun to, you know, learn about the other teams and feel, you know, better prepared when you're out there.
And how important is this stretch here of games for you guys? I know obviously coach's mindset is one game at a time, and I know it's going to be your mindset as a team, but you consider you have six of the next seven here at Carver and the one road game's at Drake, so, you know, essentially you're not leaving the state for an entire month. Like, what could that do for this team?
Yeah, I think that's good, because we've been all over, from the Virgin Islands to Wake Forest. You know, we've been traveling a lot, and I think it'd be good to get home and play for our own fans and maybe, you know, feel a little more comfortable, get some wins under our belt against you know, this weekend, and as we move forward to the in-state opponents, which are always a lot of fun and big games. So, but, you know, as you said, just take it one game at a time and get this first one and keep going. I think it'd be good, maybe get our rhythm back, get everything going, and get some solid wins before our conference play starts.